This is Billy Brim, and I'm so glad to be back. I was glad my daughter did it for me last week. But thrilling again just to hear every one of you name your states and your places where you live and how we have 43 states that I found today when I located my ladies from Vermont. And by the way, thank you for that things that you sent me, especially that marble. And then we have Washington, D.C. with us. So we have 43 states in Washington, D.C., more than one from Ontario, Canada. We have Mississauga, Canada, and we have Belgium on the line, Belgium, Europe. So we're very representative as we go up around the throne today, and there's so much to go around the throne for that I'm going to have to just kind of name the things and then depend upon you to lift them to the Lord all throughout the day. And we have to start with our leaders. And I'll read the scripture. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. I'm reading from the English Standard Version this morning. It matters to all the world what our president is doing right now. And he is in the Far East. He has already visited South Korea, but center stage of this whole visit is going to be what's coming up, his meeting with China. Of course, the big thing on the table is North Korea, and he's trying to rally the East to stand with us against North Korea. And but the big thing now is coming up when he meets with China. China, I've been hearing a little bit about this, you know, on the news as we as the commentators talk, and they believe that they can be the dominant power in the East, that they will in some few years replace the United States. And so they're not so easy to deal with because they have their own agenda on the table. But they, as they meet and all of them meet, nobody has the answers except God. And that's why we have to lift them up. These mortal men and women, that they can be influenced by God. God can change a thing in a night. Everything is open, it is written in Hebrews, to him with whom we have to do. But first of all, let us give thanksgiving to God for that we're coming up on the Thanksgiving season, and we want to emphasize giving thanks to God. Father, we do give you thanks. We thank you. I thank you for life itself. And I thank you that we, all of we who have called on to here, we know and appreciate freedom. And we appreciate this life that is described in 1 Timothy 2:1, a peaceable and quiet life and godly and dignified, and one that lends itself to sending missionaries and to winning people, the lost, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we lift up, we thank you, first of all, that we have leaders who would go into these places. We thank you, dear Father, that we have someone that would run for president, that would run for prime minister, that would take on the challenges of a world today. Dear Father, we lift them. We lift them to wisdom. We lift them to God. Dear Father, we ask you to open their ears. Isol of Ratalatino, as that administration's team goes into the East, Father, you love all the peoples of the world. You love those people where they're going. And, dear Father, in the name above all names, a nuclear holocaust would hurt so many. We lift them up, dear Father, to answers from God. We ask you for those answers. We ask you to change things that need to be changed. And we lift them up, Holy Father, Holy and Magnificent One. We lift them up to know Jesus. We lift them up to know you. Father, move upon them. We pray that you would move upon our leaders from our top leaders right down to our local townsmen and the ones who sit on the town councils of this world, Lord. We know that there are those who are opposed to you. And Father, I would boldly ask you to remove them. I would boldly ask you to remove a shadow government. I would boldly ask you to remove those who are against and fight against our leaders. And Father, in the name above all names, we do trust you for safety and protection for them. We trust you, Holy Father, to draw them, to influence them. Angels, go and influence these leaders to God. Influence them, Lord, to turn to the Scriptures. Y sobra calacadinho, Father, in the name above all names. And Holy Father, we trust you to move upon your prayers, to move upon those who have dedicated themselves to prayer. When something's needed, to move upon them. And Father, help us to do a better job of responding in the name above all names. And of course, we want to come to the Lord on behalf of the people who are so hurt in Sutherland Springs, Texas, and in the area around there, as this avowed atheist shot and killed 26 people, and I understand that 15 people are in the hospital. And, of course, the numbers of families and loved ones that are touched would be the whole town, would be the whole and many in the area. So let us lift up those folks right now. Heavenly Father, you know every heart that is broken, every soul that is saddened, every home that someone's gone from it. We do take courage, Father, that they were sitting in that church and they were worshiping you, and now that they're in heaven and they're worshiping you, we do thank you for that, and we give you glory and honor for it. We ask you to help this little town. Help that church, that pastor and his wife whose daughter was killed. We ask you to help them and the associate pastor family. He was killed. And we ask you, Holy Father, for that congregation, your very own people, Lord. We lift them up to you. We lift them up to the God of all comfort. You know, and you do, comfort people past what it seems that a human psyche, a human makeup could take. But you've strengthened so many in such hard places, and we trust you to do it now. We thank you for it in the name above all names. We bless you. We give you glory. Thank you for everything you've already done. And those in the hospital, Lord, we ask for miraculous recoveries. We ask for recoveries, Father, that would amaze the doctors. And in the name above all names, we speak against infections coming into those bodies, that they would stay clear of demonic infections in Jesus' holy and magnificent name. Of course, you all have been keeping up with this, and you know that the man was an avowed atheist. He was, I'm sure, deranged, but he had given himself over to further derangement. And I heard Shepard Smith in one of the early reports of this on Fox News, and he said Satan has had his way here. He mentioned Satan, and that is exactly what has happened. People are influenced by Satan. It tells us that we read so much that in Ephesians, and it tells us that the sons of disobedience in this world right now are being manipulated by the prince of the power of the air. And he's free to manipulate until someone stops him. That's why Elizabeth Warren, I don't know if you heard her, but they're making fun of prayers. They're making fun of people and mocking in news of people who pray. And Elizabeth Warren, who is a senator, said, she's a Democrat, and she said to the GOP, you're going to have to do more than thoughts and prayers. Well, folks, people look like that. I mean, they look at that on praying like it is of none effect, and it is certainly of effect. One of the big, big problems is people don't see there are different kinds of prayers. It says in Ephesians, in that chapter, the chapter that tells us to put on the armor of God, it says praying all kinds of prayers. If you read that in different, in the Spirit, praying all kinds of prayers, all sorts of prayer. I think one translation says all manner of prayer. And Brother Hagin always taught it like this. They're all prayer, yes, but there are different kinds of prayer, and they all work by different rules, just as there are different kinds of sports. They're all sports, but you don't play basketball by football rules. You can't pick up the ball and run with it. Down the field, you'll get called for carrying. I'm a basketball fan and a football fan. But anyway, there are different kinds of prayer. And the kind of prayer that stops demons is taking your seat of authority. I thought about it, and I wrote a blog. I wish you'd read the blog. You just go to billybrim.org, and there it is posted, the blog. And in it, I said the fact, every one of those people in that church had the authority. They had the greater one living in them. Greater was he, is he, that was in them than he that was in that deranged man. And there were more of them than him. But they probably did not know the authority of the believer. And the word is clear on the fact that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Before you go to church in the morning, every morning when you get up, you take authority over the demons and the power of the prince of the power of the air and the demons that would operate in your territory. It was those people's territory in the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. That's their territory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they could have taken authority over the demons and not allowed them to operate in that church that day. I can guarantee you it was demons. It says that the devil has great wrath in these last days. That's what it was told to us in Revelation. But it says we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And we love not our self lives. We give of ourselves. That man that came, he gave of himself. He didn't even take time to put his shoes on, but he got his gun and took out after that guy and shot him twice. He did not love his life, his self life too. He loved those people and he loved God. But I remember when that really, that shooting in Colorado, the one that first kind of woke us up, the one that was the first school shooting that we, I remember that Rachel Tiefenthaler said, God, you could have done something about this. He said, they kicked me out of the schools. But, he said, if two of you will go around your school in the morning and you'll draw a bloodline, you will never have a school shooting. If we will sit in our seats of authority, and we will draw the bloodlines, we will not have our churches shut up. We will not have these things happen. But you have to do it. I also said in my blog that it had come to my attention. I've been out and about for a bit, and it had come to my attention that Tulsa, Oklahoma, is one of the top cities per capita of crime rate. And I wrote in my blog, my brethren, these things ought not to be. This is the town of Kenneth E. Hagin where I first heard about the authority of the believer. This is the city of Oral Roberts, T.L. Osborne, Sister Wilkerson. This is the city that knew those great meetings years ago. Raymond T. Ritchie, Amy McPherson, Smith Wigglesworth. So if you were the devil, wouldn't you target that city? And for that it's been known as a city of God, wouldn't you target it to try to retake the territory? That's how he does. He tries to take territory, but the people in Tulsa know better. I just don't know if they're doing better. And that is, we're going to go to Tulsa. Well, we're going to go to Collinsville. Our church is just 20 miles from Tulsa. It's north of Tulsa, 21 miles. A glorious church fellowship. My son Chip pastors there and his wife Candace. And I've been talking to him about it, and we're going to go there, and we're going to have an Authority of the Believer conference. I do hope people will come from Tulsa just to urge them to do what they know to do. And, of course, we have our little book. I wish you would read, everyone would read Macmillan's book where I got this. But I did write a little mini book that you can carry in your pocket with what I do every morning. And when I, I'm going to read you this that I wrote in my little mini book, Chapter 3, How to Do Ministry in the Heavenlies. Many times when someone describes to me how devils are having high carnival in their lives, I give them Macmillan's book and tell them, read this page, do page 27. So here is page 27. I've written it down, quoted it in my book. Do we believe that God hath quickened us together with Christ and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus? If we do, our reaction to it will be a fervent, Lord, I accept thy gracious word. I believe that thou hast thus wrought for me. In humble faith, I do now take my seat in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus at thy right hand. Teach me how to fulfill this sacred ministry, how to exercise the authority which thou hast entrusted to me. Train me day by day that I may attain to the full stature of the perfect man in Christ, so that in me your purpose of the ages may be fulfilled. Amen. And then, of course, I sit there. I pray Ephesians chapter 1. I do this. I sometimes pray what he prayed, and then I take authority over the demons. He writes in his book, after he has told you about praying this every day, if we are walking in the Spirit, our normal life is in the heavenlies. To secure the consciousness of this, there must be the daily acceptance of the fact. Let us morning by morning, as one of our first acts of worship, take our seat with Christ, as suggested in the previous paragraph, and return thanks to God for all that it implies. Let us often remind ourselves that we are seated far above all the powers of the air, and that they are in subjection to us. As our faith learns to use the name and the authority of Jesus, we shall find the spiritual forces yielding obedience in ways that will surprise us. As we continue to abide closely in him, our prayers for the advancement of the kingdom will become less and less the uttering of petitions and will increasingly manifest the exercise of a spiritual authority that binds the forces of darkness. Folks, you are on here. You are representative. We have almost every state in the United States. We only lack 7 here. And I could have missed some because when I came on this morning, 11 people had already joined. And we have Washington, D.C. online here. I met some of the ladies who are sitting in Washington and taking their authority. You are probably the ones I met who are on here. I'm not sure. But there, you live in Virginia, you live in Maryland, you live in Delaware. You live all around that area, and I know that you're taking your authority. We're depending on you to do this every day. As it is written in James 1:22, you have to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. And it says that the people who are hearers only are deceiving themselves. Now, my answer to those people who are mocking prayer right now, they don't understand that there's different kinds of prayer. Even preachers don't understand that there are different kinds of prayer. There are prayers where you just pray and believe you receive, and then after that you thank God. That's the prayer of faith. But what we're praying here is a prayer of intercession, a prayer of ruling and reigning, as we are commanded by our Lord in Romans 5:17, those who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ. Reign today. Be sure to sit in your seat. Right after I get through with this, I've been preparing for this morning, I'm going to sit in my seat of authority, and I'm going to rule and reign over this area here. But there's one more thing that I want to leave on your plate today, and this is regarding Israel. I got a notice from Jay Sekulow, and of course he has the group of lawyers that are fighting always for our rights. I think it's called the ACLJ. They are funded and they are sponsored and backed, of course, I'm quite sure, by Pat Robertson. There has been an announcement, and we want to take this matter to prayer. It involves the Palestinian Authority and the United Nations, but it involves our tax dollars. So he asked me to sign a petition this morning, and I did. The United Nations just announced a plan to pay the Palestinian Authority, a known sponsor of terror, over $18 million to wage warfare against the state of Israel. In their recently released UN Development Assistance Framework for 2018 through 2022, the UN outlines its plans to cooperate with the PA on their, quote, path to independence, end quote. Without reading you the whole thing, this is funding a terrorist-led legal war called lawfare against our ally Israel. And since the U.S. funds the U.N., upwards of 22,000 of the U.N.'s annual budget, it is now a taxpayer-funded jihadist legal war on Israel. This cannot stand, and that's why we are taking action. And that's the ACLJ. Now, of course, you know that the Supreme Court is also meeting regarding the baker who refused to bake a cake, Colorado baker. And that case is before the Supreme Court. So let us lift up the judges right now. Let us lift up the judges. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, visit the Supreme Court justices today. Move upon them, Lord. Help them to see a man's rights. A man's rights, our rights, to practice our religion. That's the thing here in the Constitution, that we can have the right and we should not be limited from living our faith. Father, we're lifting up to you this court case, and we ask you, Father, to move upon the justices, and we claim this right to practice our faith. In the name above all names, how thankful we are for every freedom. Oh, Father, we thank you. And we thank you, Holy Father, that our freedoms are being kept intact for us. But we know that they have not been free, that blood has been shed. And we ask for the honoring of that blood. From the time of the Revolutionary War, Colonial War on, men, women have spilled their blood. We're coming on Veterans Day. I lift up Branson because we have such a huge amount of veterans who come here. I lift it up for its safety, for its heavenlies, and we'll be doing that out at Prayer Mountain today. And by the way, we're going to really have a go into some interesting things at Prayer Mountain and our noon prayer. And we're going to have Brother Gene Wiseman. He reminds me of Brother Halverson. We're going to have Brother Gene Wiseman call in about a vision that he had. And it's going to center around our prayers upon the altar and what they mean and how dedicated we must be to them now. And be to our nation. I so appreciate every one of you. Holy Father, there they are. Faithful. Faithful to call in. But more faithful, Father, to you. They're not on this line because of me. They're here because of you. They don't mock prayer. They believe in prayer. They practice prayer. They know the power of prayer. And may each of them today be so powerful and so authoritative as they take the authority of the believer where they live. We expect that today there will be no terrorist activity, no evil plots in the minds of crazed men hatched, where the people who are on this line are ruling and reigning. How glorious it is that we have the right, Father, to ask you this. Thank you in Jesus' name. And again, folks, I want to make my book available to you. the authority of the believer and how to use it. Just that little mini book. You probably all have it. It's only $3 plus shipping. And I would urge you, if you have it, to use it, to read it, to go through it. I do myself. I read from Macmillan's book. I read what to do and what to say. I read and pray that prayer in Ephesians, that we can take authority over the prince of the power of the air, and that nothing that the enemy has plotted would go without God's revealing it. We thank you, Father, for every time you've revealed a plot. I know you've done it. We've heard of a few of them, but we haven't heard of nearly all of them. And, oh, dear Father, we just do thank you. We know that you do all that our prayers and faith call upon you to do. We just do pray for the body of Christ, dear Lord, that they would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that it would come to them, the knowledge of what they can do and the authority they can exercise. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for the light of your dear, wonderful, precious, holy word. And so our phone call number today that you can call and order that book, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It, it's a mini book by Billy Brim. The number is 1-800-972-3447. And I want to say to our Canadians, friends and brothers and sisters, we do have Billy Brim Ministries Canada, and there's a toll-free number for that. It's 877-868-8470. And the website there is billybrimcanada.com. That's billybrimcanada.com. We're so thankful for you and for you, our dear friend in Brussels. My grandchildren have been in ministering in France. They sent me, and also in England, and they sent me a picture of their apartment filled up with young people. The young people of Europe, Lord, we lift them up. We do know that in their schools and in their society, they're often looked down upon, and they don't hear really the truth of God's word. And we lift them up. Lift up Maria Lane. We lift up, dear Father, all those ministers of Europe, Belgium, in the name above all names. Holy Father, how you love them. And we do pray, dear Father, that they would learn the authority of the believer. Thank you for strength to serve you today. You're so good. We praise you and give you glory. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. And thank you for teaching us more and more about it. In the lovely and matchless name of Yeshua, we pray. And glory to God the Father forever and ever. Amen. And my dear friends and brothers in the Lord, brothers and sisters, have a wonderfully blessed day. Shalom, shalom.